This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said on Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that killed all 176 people on board. We get more from Adam Reed of Reuters.
Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Since then, protesters, including hundreds of students, have held anti-government demonstrations, with some being met by a visible and violent police crackdown.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. France, Britain, and Germany have triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, if no resolution is reached, it could lead to a return to UN sanctions against Tehran.
The deal requires Iran to curb its nuclear program, which it has always insisted is peaceful. But U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out in 2018, saying it was too weak. Washington has ramped up sanctions that are severely damaging Iran's economy. Since then, Iran has reduced its compliance, saying the Trump administration's actions give it the right. The question is now whether the European power's step is a nail in the deal's coffin. The EU, which acts as guarantor and must now inform fellow signatories Russia, China and Iran itself, said it wanted a return to compliance, not to sanctions.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the House is set to send articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday.
While meeting privately with House Democrats, sources say Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested voting tomorrow, a month after the House impeached the president on two charges. That will tee up a historic Senate trial, just the third on impeaching a president. And GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says his chamber will right the Democrats' wrong.
With seriousness and sobriety.
McConnell is not yet agreeing to Democrats' demands that the trial have new witnesses. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says all past impeachment trials did.
The American people know that a trial without witnesses and documents is not a real trial. It's a sham trial.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The final Democratic presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses is in just a few hours, and polls suggest that there is no clear front runner. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
Extreme weather in parts of Pakistan over the past 3 days has caused at least 83 deaths, while dozens of other people are injured, and some are still missing. Senior officials in Pakistani Kashmir said at least 62 people died there, 39 of them in two avalanches. Across the line of control, at least 10 people were killed after several avalanches in the northern part of Indian-administered Kashmir. The Minister for Disaster Management in Pakistan-administered Kashmir said rescue efforts were underway. More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital Manila have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity of the Taal volcano that has been belching lava, ash, and steam since it erupted on Sunday. Scientists at the Philippines Seismology Agency issued a warning of a major and far more explosive eruption. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.